22nd of February 2023. My name is Soham and this is test episode number 2. Our topic today is Love Under Mount Fuji. A quick message from the sponsors of today's episode. The PodBot app. Create your own podcast today using artificial intelligence. PodBot.ai offers the easiest way to create your own one-of-a-kind podcast. Do you have something to say to the world, but lack the time, energy, knowledge, skills, talent and charisma to record your thoughts and publish your own podcast? Well, now you can use a neural network to automatically collect information for you, generate unique content using OpenAI's natural language model, and then put it all together using text-to-speech technology powered by machine learning. So your lazy ass doesn't have to do much at all. Try it today on podbot.ai, you lazy bastard.
I hope that this overview has given you a little bit of information about the best way to reach Mount Fuji from Tokyo via bus, and the incredible things that you can expect to experience at the Fuji Five Lakes. One of the fastest ways to reach Mount Fuji from Tokyo is to take the bus from Shinjuku, which is where this trip starts. Benefits of a bus tour of Mount Fuji over trains. While the bus tour is not only the fastest way to get to Mount Fuji from Tokyo, but also pretty efficient. If you choose to take a train to Fuji Five Lakes, you can have the trip covered by a Japan Rail Pass. The Fuji Five Lakes are not so easy to access compared with other day trips from Tokyo, like Hakone and Lake Ashi. This blog about Tokyo and the Fuji Five Lakes day trip follows the itinerary, covering the scenic sites surrounding Fuji Five Lakes, including a sacred shrine, an exquisite pond, and ending the day in the ultimate Japanese shopping spot, then heading back to Tokyo. I am here to share with you what I believe is the best way to take a day trip to Mount Fuji, so that you too can get the most out of your time. I like the way that this trip visits Fuji's Five Lakes in the middle of the morning, when weather conditions are at their most clear. Our next stop during a day tour of Mount Fuji was the peaceful Fujiyoshida Sengen Shrine, dedicated to a Shinto goddess associated with the mountain. Mount Fuji's uniquely symmetrical cone is a famous symbol in Japan, often portrayed in artwork and photographs, as well as visited year-round by tourists, sightseers, and mountaineers. Perhaps Japan's best-known natural wonder is Mount Fuji, which is visible plainly when flying into or out of Japan, with Mount Fuji breaking through the clouds, one of the three holy mountains in Japan. It is Japan's highest mountain, rising to 3,776 meters. The luxury Ryokan Fuji Onsenji Yumedono features traditional Japanese food served in a dining room, suites with private hot springs, and gardens. The former style accurately replicates the iconic red Mount Fuji as seen in the masterpiece by Hokusai, as well as clouds appearing in a blue sky alongside it. The first style is the blue-red Fuji, a tribute to the red Fuji, one of the most beloved works of the highly acclaimed 36 Views of Mount Fuji, painted by renowned ukiyo-e artist Katsushika Hokusai. While the film's style deals with some of the same themes covered by directors such as Mizoguchi and Naruse, it does so without ever appearing excessive or heavy-handed. I do not know if I have ever seen a movie shift so effectively from one with light comic to one with tragedy. Once, Fuji's female deity and the Mount Hikuse male deity had a competition to see who was higher. The top of Fuji was considered sacred from ancient times, and was forbidden for Japanese women to visit before the Meiji era. Lady Fanny Parkes, the wife of British Ambassador Sir Harry Parkes, was the first non-Japanese woman to climb Fuji, in 1867.
This is all for today, guys. My name is Soham and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Test and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye.